And now that your mind is calm and clear, just gradually relax as everything unimportant fades away for a short while. We're just going to be watching a little play. A play about you, your mind, and your body. Relax and enjoy as these words just slip slowly, deeply under your skin, making it so much easier to feel the sensations they talk about in place of what you'd usually feel. To see the images that they speak of in place of what you'd usually see. And somewhere deep in the back of your mind, you know what these words speak of, even before they speak. Words of entertainment, parties, and great happiness, excitement filling your mind. You could feel a great longing for smiles, a taste for sweets, and a feeling of silliness. You feel eager to meet new people and wanting to be their friend. Just let yourself relax into them as you feel the changes slowly, surely wash over you. You can hear the clattering of rocks, the blaring bland silence. You feel the dry, dusty dirt under your hooves. You feel so restless and stuffy. The rest of your life seems bland and tasteless. Living a boring, unhappy life. But then you are suddenly startled. You see a bright rainbow streaking across the dull gray sky at an amazing speed. You look up as you feel something welling up in you. Your blue eyes sparkle and tear up slightly, a feeling of pure, unending joy overflowing inside of you. The bright gleam of your wide grin. That rainbow touched you in a very, very special way. You are in your element. Smiles are what you need. You truly are magical. All you can think of is finding a way to share your feelings with others. Seeing anyone without a smile leaves you dejected. Cheering up people is what you are meant to do. Feel as your fingers and toes begin to grow numb. A nice, warm, tingling feeling starting at the tip of your fingers and toes, then spreading upwards, slowly, deeply, penetrating into your being. As the numbness continues to spread, you observe that your skin begins to take on a more elastic form, stretching out. Your fingers beginning to melt into one, forming web-like connections of skin, muscle, and nerve between your fingers. As they continue to soothe together, their tips becoming shinier and harder like fingernails. A sturdy yet smooth covering as they become your new hooves. As they merge together, 4, then 3, then 2, 4, then 3, then 2, until all that remain are your beautiful hooves. As the bones in your legs twist and bend, painlessly fusing together to give you the hind legs of a pony. So hard to stand on two legs anymore. You don't even want to bother trying. Just letting the changes relentlessly progress. So easy to just give in and let your body and mind get what they desire, as your arms too undergo a similar unstoppable action. They reform, developing, changing, so that you can comfortably stand on four legs. Feelings of joy, of lightness and excitement. You realize how fun you really are. Your laughter is truly contagious. Second to none, brimming with energy, nothing ever seems to bother you, except doubts that you have about your friends truly liking you or being left alone. You tend to be carefree, sometimes a little too much. You have even invited total strangers to your partners. Somehow, you always know how to make them smile, even if it takes a while. Be it with pranks, or punch, music and games, or sweets and treats. You always know how to show anyone a good time, to turn their frown upside down. You like to feel loved, to always become everyone's friend, even to the point of insanity. You like to always be doing something, having fun. The laughter and smiles of all. Nothing else matters, except the companionship of your friends, whom you love to shower with gifts and surprises. It's like drugs to you. Your grin is wide. The love between you and your friends is all but unbreakable. You always want to meet new friends. Seeing unhappiness, however brief, leaves you devastated. There's a passion, an absolute ecstasy that fills your heart to truly be like and be a pony. Jubilant and outgoing, bubbly and exciting. These are strange sensations, different from what you normally feel in daily life. But at the same time, you feel happiness. An understanding that somewhere in your mind, you do indeed enjoy these changes. They excite you. Something about them calms your nerves, soothes your senses to where it feels so easy and right to just let them come onward. Feel as the changes pass over your rear, slowly causing it to expand, becoming softer, fuller, rounder. Your legs are only slightly wider apart. It does feel somewhat good, deep down in your mind, for your body to experience these changes. Different from daily life, but welcome all the same. Another quick twinge goes to the base of your spine as a long, soft tail sprouts delicately out of it, swishing back and forth to complement your new pony backside. It's a bright, neon pink color with a slight curl, making you happy. You can't help but to enjoy these sensations. You can't help but giggle when you wonder what will come next. As the change creeps over closer to your head, passing over your neck, as your voice becomes a more excited and bubbly feminine voice. Feel as the hair in your head spills outward, growing longer, softer, down the back of your neck and over your new pony shoulders, curling tightly as it falls into place as it does this. You suddenly remember a story the first time you ever threw a party. You worked so hard to get it right, even though you didn't fully know what you were doing. The decorations of streamers, the brightly colored helium balloons, the upbeat music, the tasty treats, punches, and pies. When you revealed your creation to your family, You couldn't read how they were reacting. You were frightened because you thought they didn't like it. That you would never make anyone feel the same as you. But those feelings only lasted for a moment. Any doubts you had were erased the moment you saw their muzzles burst out with the widest grins you ever had seen. You feel so happy and alive. A lovely spring pink mane for you to wear with pride as your ears stretch outwards, upwards, becoming pointed mare ears. These are your new ears. They are covered in soft, almost felt fur that warm and comfort you as they move to catch the slightest noise around them. When you are happy or interested in something, they will be perky and upright. When you are sad or tired, they will lay to the side. It feels so amazing, absolutely amazing, to be scratched behind your new pony ears. To accompany this, you feel a soft yet firm pulling sensation in your mouth as your jaw pulls outwards into your new muzzle. Your face extending out so naturally, forming that lovely head. You can feel your eyes changing with your head extending out so gently, your iris changing color to a bubbly, bright blue. Your eyelashes growing out steadily, lengthening into lovely feminine lashes. I wonder if you could bat them ever so gently, feeling those soft, gentle lashes on your skin. A lovely pony head for a lovely pony. And as a tickling sensation spreads over every facet of your skin, you feel soft, short fur covering your entire body, leaving you with an entirely equine form, a funny pink mare. Already your mind feels such thoughts filling it, relaxing it. You feel happy, admiring your fantastic new body, enjoying its quirks. Even as you speak, the voice is a feminine one, showing no hints of who you used to be. You can feel your new body, see your new body. Imagine all the sensations as you walk around on your hooves. The four-legged gait, the swishing tail, the pointed ears, the joyful, happy, and outgoing feelings, and curved muzzle and smooth fur, all yours to enjoy and play in. And you know that you can go back to this state anytime you choose. All you have to do is speak one little phrase, "I'm a fun pony." And whenever you say, "I'm a fun pony," you will feel every change I described here return to the surface, changing you back to the fun pony from the person you were, instantly. For the changes you made are always here. They're now a part of you, as much as a part of you as your heart and mind. And there may be times where you can't be the fun little pony, when the person you were may be required for some reason or another. When you know that will be the case for you, then all you need is one little phrase. Revert to normal. And whenever you say, "revert to normal," every change here will melt away, going dormant until the next time you can be the fun little pony you truly want to be. And every time you return to the state by saying, "I'm a fun pony," it'll feel even more natural to you, your desire to be the fun little pony, becoming stronger and stronger. With every visit, the desire to listen seems more and more inescapable, more attractive with each trip into the body and mind of this fun pony.